You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
So before we hear the voice of that clergyman from Gainesville, Florida, on this very interesting battle that's going on in Florida and New York and heard around the world, let's hear your voices responding to this situation.
Imagine if the tables were reversed, if instead it was an Islamic member of society who was burning the Holy Bible.
Harvey Cox addressed that moments ago in our segment about what the significance of the Bible is versus the significance of the Quran. This is Aaron from Stillwater, Oklahoma, who also called us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
The government would be after him in 2 seconds, and he would be considered a terrorist. Why is it that in America, the religion of Christianity and the race of white gets you away with a lot of things that otherwise you would get in trouble for?
Marissa from Staten Island, New York, texts us that the pastor's about-face, or apparent about-face, shows, quote, that even our closed-minded religious fanatics are more understanding and reasonable than the moderate imam who won't change his mind about building the mosque. We may learn more about that later today. A lot of people thought the whole story is just a publicity stunt there in Florida. Richard wrote on our Facebook page, excessive media coverage over a potential juvenile stunt wasted a lot of our time. From Woonsocket, Rhode Island, Alan texted us to say, we should have learned the press and the government are directing our attention away from the economy. And after this controversy and the one facing the proposed Islamic Center and mosque near Ground Zero, many of our listeners reached out and sounded like this voice, Jessica from Columbia, South Carolina.
It's not right. It was not Islam that committed the crimes of 9/11. It was people who were crazy, just like the people that want to burn the Quran down in Florida. Not right. We shouldn't preach hate. We need to be together.
How to get together. Give us your thoughts at 877-8-MY-TAKE or any aspect of this story. We're interested. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.